Over the past 30 years, Chuck Belli has designed cars for General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, and Volvo. Now he designs for BMW. He's the president and CEO of DesignWorks USA, which is now owned by BMW. The BMW Mini Millennium concept car is featured in the current Museum of Modern Art show. I asked Belli about the innovations he's been working on.
The majority of innovations are pieces of electronics and support system for the human. The inside of the car reflecting what's happening in our electronic world, simple things like being on the web and having navigation, are going to be dwarfed by systems that will learn to know you, the black box that keeps track of who you are. Maybe you even take it from car to car, and it gets smarter and smarter as you as it learns your habits and your unique idiosyncrasies. Good morning, Terry. See, it's Monday, and I can feel that you're a little nervous. I'm going to soften the suspension and play a little quieter music for you.
That's what the black... Tell me what else the black box would do for me.
Well, it certainly could set the seats and the mirrors and the temperature, preset it. And maybe even out-analyze you. Maybe it feels that you're running a little too warm and would lower it, the air conditioning even more than you would expect.
Can I veto it?
This is the this is the wonderful world that this starts, because veto power sometimes is a lot of work. All these electronic gadgets that work automatically, you have to be rather smart to override, i.e. the windshield wiper works by sensitivity to rain. Well, if a car splashes you with mud, it didn't read it at the sensor, and so you want to override this automatic system and push the darn thing. So the drivers are going to have fewer buttons, but they're going to have to be more clever.
Is there a desire on the part of drivers to have such a black box that makes all these decisions on your behalf?
Once again, this wonderful split that you spoke of earlier of variation in automobiles has happened in this area also. As much as some people love the gee whiz electronics, others love and live for simplicity. They really want to feel the gearbox. They really want to understand what the car is doing and be in touch with it. So we see an expansion on both sides.
So does that mean you have to have like one model for the people who don't like gizmos and another model who for people who are really into electronics?
Isn't that wonderful? It keeps us employed.
So that's a big split in the way people are heading now. Now, you mentioned the web being in the car. What I always get scared when I think about people doing things like consulting the internet while they're driving. I mean, what would the web be doing in the car?
Well, if you use voice recognition, and it can be made safe. I mean, you really don't have to interface with small letters in the future. You'll have multiple movement controls that allow you to concentrate on your driving and still communicate with your car. There'll be a whole new world of fancy hand input devices. And the peak of the future, of course, comes from the entertainment industry when you see young kids playing with 15 or 20 buttons on a video game.
So you would imagine people driving and using voice communication with the web to what? To get email or to...
To get email, to stay in communication with their offices or social calls. Mm-hmm. Certainly they can get a peek at the traffic ahead mm-hmm. via other people. If someone is a mile ahead on the freeway, they can radio openly. Don't worry, they're pulling the wreck off the road and stay on, even though the traffic report says it's closed. A very quick feedback.
Are prototypes in the works for this?
Yes, everywhere. There's a whole electronic world that's emerging at unbelievable speed. The the interesting part of the speed of electronic development is that it's faster than cars develop. So electronics can be outmoded two or three times within the life of a car. We don't quite know how to face this.
Well, there's another concern I always have when I'm dealing with electronics in a car, and that is, what if the system breaks? Even right. Something like electronic locks on your car, you know, if it breaks, how do you get in and out? How do you lock it? Mm-hmm. Is this a concern of yours? Do you find that the electronic system sometimes fails and it's hard to fix?
Of course. The more you have, the more it can go wrong. And so overrides and mechanical overrides have to be designed. It's a potentially very dangerous problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gets more and more complex.
Charles Pelley is my guest. He's the president and CEO of DesignWorks USA, which is a subsidiary of BMW, and he, among other things, designs cars. His company specializes in automotive and industrial design, and one of the BMW cars is represented in the new show at the Museum of Modern Art, which is called Different Roads, Automobiles for the Next Century. You've said identity is very important when it comes to cars. What do you think gives the BMW its identity?
BMW is lucky in this way, in that it's a small company and has identified a certain niche audience. So first of all, it's not addressing a total global audience like a make like Toyota or Chevrolet is. So number one, it can be aimed at the buyer very carefully. The second part is that the precision that the car reflects on the outside is reflecting the engineering-driven premise of the car. And surprisingly, we have a lot of rules that we follow as designers on this car. There's an offset on the fender called the Zika, and we are very careful that this proportionally is always done the same way. The window outline has a dogleg in it, which is always respected. There's a whole series of design lines that we follow as guidelines. They're modified each year, but very, very respected, much like brewing wine or any other luxury item.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about electronics in the car and some of the innovations that are happening in that aspect of automotive design. What about ergonomics inside the car? I mean, a lot of cars now, you can adjust the seat much better than you ever could before. You can raise it up or down. You can, like, blow up the back of the seat to create better lumbar support and so on. What are some of the other ergonomic design changes in the works now?
I feel that the innovation of electronics has gotten really too much play here, and we would like to have it return more to the respect of the people driving the car. We have a long way to go to make controls easier and more functional. I think one of the best examples to see what might be expected in controls in the future is to look at racing cars, especially the Formula or the kart cars. The obvious thing that you see first is a lot of controls on the steering wheel so that your thumb can hit up to 12 different buttons without moving your eyes, without changing the grip on the steering wheel, without wiggling or moving.
What kind of controls would those be?
Well, they would be speed controls, radio controls, sensors, that could increase the boost or turbocharge. In the case of race cars or cars where high mileage is required, you can actually change the timing of the motor from, and of course the electronic controls. It's going to be a free-for-all of what gets the priority. Surprisingly, priorities are not what you expect always. We know the speedometer is very important, but you'd never guess what's next important to many people, and that's the thermometer. They want to know what temperature it is outside.
Really?
So there are little unknown things like this that when you study human nature, you know, what do people really want to know when they're going down the street on their way to a job interview?
You know, you mentioned all these other buttons that are likely to end up on the steering wheel. I find that I can't even figure out where the horn is most of the time. You know, like the horn used to be a circumference surrounding the whole steering wheel, and now there's often like two little places that you can press to actually get the horn to sound. And I think that's really a problem. Who wants to have to go fishing for the horn when you need it?
Well, you shouldn't use the horn so much. That's
no, it's not a question of so much. It's a question of that one time when you need it, and you need it immediately.
Well, I know it's being reduced and continuing to be reduced. It's a matter of real estate value. There's no more room to have a great big horn. It's just going to have to be a button like the other functions. Okay, we'll make it red and easier to hit.
That's a good idea. I have a question about car seats. Car seats often seem to tilt back a bit, when it seems to me that the position of advantage when you're driving would be to be sitting upright and not leaning back. Maybe I say that because I'm short. And I know, like, seeing race car drivers, they always seem to be tilted back, which I've never quite understood either. What's the explanation for that?
Yes. Unfortunately, since cars are made for all sizes of people, small people and big people are compromised. And this is sad. And it's a matter of expense. The pedals should move and move rearward for a small driver so that they're not thrown so close to the steering wheel. And a large driver, of course, needs adjustment. The needs of the driver ergonomically really haven't been met that well.
What are you working on? What would you like to improve?
Well, we'd love to move the pedals. We'd love to move the steering wheel more.
Move it how?
Move it in more directions.
What do you mean?
Up and down, increase the angle. It's should be a five-axis movement.
In other words, we should be able to adjust where the pedals are depending on our size?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that it's comfortable. And everyone has a different driving style. Some people like to be more upright and others more reclined. And this should be available to them. Mm-hmm. It's good. Once again, it's a challenge area that we can continue to try and improve.
And what else would you like to improve inside the car, in the interior?
Well, storage seems to always be something that's never addressed. As the real estate becomes so important for gadgets and operational...
Oh, and storing the airbags, that takes up a lot of room.
Yes. But people carry a lot of objects into the car, mm-hmm. and certainly even the woman's purse is seldom dealt with logically. And so the use of storage and the development of a more flexible interior. Sometimes you have children with you, and other times you have a piece of sculpture. And it would be nice if the car could respond to that by movement of the chairs or trunks or something to support you. And for that matter, it would be nice if the doors opened a little bit different ways so that you didn't wreck your new shoes getting in or bump your head and, you know, some of these compromises.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chuck Pelley, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, you're a delight to talk to.
Chuck Pelley is the president and CEO of DesignWorks USA. He designs cars for BMW. This is Fresh Air.